Welcome, everybody, to our next call here. And in this week's call, where we transform all of those combo extra emotions in sensual hearing, and the combo emotions are combinations of slightly different things for everybody, and they can appear a little bit different for everybody. Now, there's some commonalities, of course, too. I got this question the other day. Why are we dovetailing overwhelm, apathy, all those extra combo emotions into relief? How does that work? Because there's a lot of uniqueness amongst overwhelm, anxiety, apathy, guilt, etc. And you're not wrong. There is indeed a lot going on there. And the word relief in the title is meant to be just general and open, so it can actually contain and catch all that comes with overwhelm, apathy, etc., all the emotions that are listed there, and any of the other combo emotions. So in essence, this is a bit of a catch-all sort of week, so to speak, because Chinese medicine tends to mostly work with fear, anger, grief, worry, sadness, joy in the five element theory. So these combination emotions are sometimes interesting to dive into, to explore what's here. Now, I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And beginning here, perhaps by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to feel inspired, to call in, to connect to inspiration, to receive, to drink in. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you and receive its support. And as you do so, the support of the earth, the support of the earth, and as you connect to the support of the earth, if that's pleasant, enjoyable in any way, shape, or form for you, feel free to drink that in. And on that note, invitation to scan your body mind, looking for, again, something that's pleasant or neutral. And when you find that part of you, wherever your attention goes and lands inside of you, it might be upon a part of your body, or it might just simply be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. Wherever you happen to land, allowing that to be nourishment for you, to receive it. And just as you're connected to this earth, you're of this earth through means of nourishment. So as you drink in this nourishment, this pleasantness, feel free to steep yourself in it. And connecting in this way to all of nature, to the natural world. And as that settles, as that deepens, as that perhaps blossoms for you, noticing what it is you like the very most about this pleasant, neutral area, memory. And drinking that in too. Drinking then that as well. Yeah, just like that. And if you're open to it, scanning your body mind one more time now. And there's anything particularly calling you that's alive that you're present to, you're welcome to mention that on into the chat feature if you haven't already. Yeah, I see all the beautiful messages coming on through that you've already posted, and another one or two trickling in. Thank you. And as we begin this session, I invite you to connect to your breath once again and allowing your body mind to breathe however it feels called to. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being you. And thank you that for all that's gone into this creation of you and this opportunity to be here together in this way. Thank God for your existence to be here in this time, in this space, in this way. And thank you to all that set the stage for this. The ancestors, the lineage, the very earth, and to all of those that have stewarded this earth. Deepest of thanks. Deepest of thanks. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And as we settle into this session, we're actually working with lymphatic circulation through the pancreas, through the pancreas, which is that organ that often works with integration, with taking in that sweetness, that joy of life, of feeling the embrace of the universe. And as we go with the flow, the rhythm of life, and integrate this sweetness, this joy, feeling very held, contained, loved. And contained but not restrained, yeah. Contained in a way that actually supports growth outward. As well as if there's too much scattered to contain it and bring it back into just that right amount of energy for you. And as we do this, we're actually working with a emotional release of overwhelm through the pancreas. Yeah, this is as if this idea of staying in left, right, or masculine, feminine balance for the body mind is somehow becoming overwhelming. Okay, so for that, we actually have to go to the corpus callosum, the midline structure of the brain that allows for communication between the right and the left brain. And as it supports masculine, feminine communication in this way, yeah, almost like a dance between the two. It's being defined by the consciousness of invitation to play. So to have playful interchange, again, between the masculine and the feminine natures of your brain. And of course, the internal mirrors the seeming external. So finding perhaps play in interchanges and that masculine feminine balance, internally, externally alike. And in doing so, I see this overwhelm begin to just gently release, almost as if like a gentle rain is coming over the pancreas and washing it away. And the rain is embodying the energy of grief, of grieving. And there's a sense of loss of joy, of loss of play, of loss of lightheartedness, loss of ease. So as those rain drops fall, allowing for this play, this ease to gently be restored. And to be reclaimed as yours. I claim my joy. I claim my joy. I claim my lightness, my ease, my harmony. I claim my sweetness in life. Yeah. And then I'm actually seeing the image of the pancreas now dancing in the rain. Dancing, I was gonna say lightheartedly, and that's the sentiment behind it, but out of my mouth wants to come the words light-footedly, even though that's not a really a real expression. But maybe it should be dancing light-footedly. Maybe we'll make it an expression. And as we work with this, at the same time, there's three different parts that are coming up from the thalamus, which is like grand central station of our brain. Nothing really gets in or out of our entire head brain without going through the thalamus. It's like the sun of the solar system of the brain, or I often liken it to Grand Central Station. And this sort of central hub, so to speak, has many parts to it, but we're going to work with three. One works with the principle of organization, and it's actually supported and governed by the liver. So it's much like the liver, but in the head brain. And there's another part here that works with tradition, with learning, with like thinking of like customs and all of those who have come before you and how they did things and those thought processes and the rituals that went with it all. And then there's a third part that works with dharma. With dharma. So not dogma, which is like do this, do this, do this, do this. Dharma is the capacity to relate in the moment spontaneously to what feels right, which takes out a lot of the effort, a lot of the work. And as we work with these three brain parts here, finding organization with dharma versus having to just simply rely on the traditional ways that have been before. So finding spontaneously, effortlessly your way through as we reorganize that balance between traditional standard ways and the Dharma, allowing for innovation, uniqueness, and individuality now to shine through. And with that, we're bringing in the sun to the liver, which that organizing part works with the liver meridian. As we bring in the natural planetary energy of the sun, it helps to calm down any excess fire in the liver. It's as if the liver was agitated with excess fire because for whatever reason it couldn't connect to enough sun energy, not enough sunlight. And that's orientating to the nature scape, so to speak, in our world, and defined by vitamin D absorption and all the different elements of where we stand on Earth and the angle of the sun that go with the capacity to actually receive vitamin D. So back to that balance, though, just briefly of fire and sun. As we release the excess fire here, with it is coming out irritability, overwhelm. And interestingly enough, apathy is as if the fire has been raging, but there wasn't enough resources to actually calm down and address it. So as that releases, bringing in the sun even more to express the fullest expression of your individuality, your vitality, your aliveness, your right to be here on this earth and feel and be nourished just as you are. At the same time as that, running the permissions and the words are just simply, I am lovable. Linking that into all those three parts of the thalamus. I am lovable. I am lovable. And then linking for all the central channels, all those meridians that run in the midline of the body, the words are, I am here. I am here. There's a lot of meridians that run here, but some powerful ones. And the I am here expression at the very core of that. Allowing for the very existence of you, your soul, your essence, to now come forth from that midline of the body and be expressed by linking it through to house number 10, house of outward self-expression. And it's also supporting, depending upon how you feel about this, the capacity to quote unquote be outgoing or be, a step towards that direction. Not necessarily that you need to go be extroverted by any stretch, but have the capacity or the interest, the desire, the call to want to connect. To want to connect. Yeah, and here we actually need to release some old times where connection wasn't so safe, perhaps times where you were attacked, bullied, where there was lack of safety in connection. And as we release those charges of connection feeling unsafe, there is a spontaneous connection that happens between the midline of the body and the outer edges, the perimeter, the skin. and the Wei Qi. And as we work with this, linking it all into the heart for its role in lightheartedness, not lightheartedness, lightheartedness. And all that comes with the heart, harmony, respect, ease, neutrality, peace. Beautiful. And at the same time as that, cleaning out diaphragm to intestines. Through that diaphragm, though, there's a series of adhesions. We're just going to unwind them all. And then as we reconnect the diaphragm to the intestines, the center of emotional processing, control, integration, can link to the center of letting go, releasing, surrendering, allowing. Okay. And as that happens, at the same time as that, we're heading into the kidney meridian. The ears, the sense of hearing, or the processing center for that kidney meridian. And we're giving it permission to tune in to the surroundings, to hear the truth, And in doing so, releasing any bits of anger that might be getting in the way of that. And more so, resentment. Anger that's been here for more than a minute. Yeah, it can dovetail into resentment. And as we release this here, supporting now the capacity for the ears to listen with clarity, and to hear your thoughts truthfully. And you know that expression, like they pulled the wool over your eyes? We're actually taking out like the wool from the inner ear, the malleus, the incus, the sapiens bones, to help you to hear even more clearly, not just inwardly your thoughts, but also outwardly. And as we restore that release of wool, we need to do the same actually for bladder 1 point in the inner corner of the eyes. It's like there's a little wooliness. It's like, I'd prefer just to squint and contort and people please and dance around versus actually just see what's here. And with that, we're unwinding the connective tissue around the thymus, and we're releasing anxiety, which has roots in both fear and worry. The worry of I won't be liked and the fear of I won't be accepted. So think of this as orienting to people-pleasing patterns, behaviors. And as this releases from the body-mind, unhooking it from governing vessel 20 points in the center of the crown of the head that governs, again, all those habit patterns. And the myelin sheath that coats the nervous system. Okay, beauty. And we're actually going to run a seed tree on the cell. It's going to continue for the next 6 days, almost right to our next session. And that seed tree stands for, again, C, circulation of all the basic healing resources, that blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and immune systems alike to heal. And then circulating through here, that balance of yin and yang, masculine and feminine, and hydration, helping those cells to absorb water, joy, release any impurities. And then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities, even when it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. The letting go. Okay, beauty. And as that runs for the next 6 days, we're also going to run hydration. And we're doing that for the head brain, and then we're doing that for the dura mater, the arachnoid mater, and the pia mater. Okay. And as that hydrates all of that brain, it's also supporting containment in that same way that we mentioned earlier to keep the thoughts, the thinking here, but not smushed all the way down, but allowing them to flow even keeledly, level-headedly. Yeah, and then we're linking that into the Shen, the center of I Am, the center of spirits. Beauty, and we're going to tap here. Invitation to breathe however you feel drawn to, letting that body mind lead the way. And then we're unhooking from, it's just to the left of the midline of the body, this pattern of, just finding the right words here. It's a pattern of martyrdom. And it's got to it the flavors of, like, look how busy I am. And also a bit of guilt tripping, like, why won't you help me? Why can't you see how busy I am and help me? And then the other, just to the right of the midline, is actually save your energy. And we can think of that as the opposite side of the coin. Now, interestingly enough, the martyrdom is on the side that works with the capacity to receive guidance. And then on the right side, to act on that guidance received. Interesting. So as this begins to sort itself out, we're actually going to link both of these lines now into the very center, the midline of the body, to work with its capacity to embody trust without having to go into martyr or savior. Don't have to prove yourself by being really busy and overworked, and don't have to prove yourself by helping others and doing so at the cost perhaps of your own benefit. Which just in turn feeds martyr, and then feeds savior, and it creates this interesting little cycle. So as we release this all into the midline, we're going to bring in conception vessel 17 point that governs all things yin, feminine, in the body mind. And from here, we actually need to unwind another layer of overwhelm and the beliefs, pardon me, the belief system that goes with it. I'm too much. I'm too much. And we're just unhooking from that another little bit of, so therefore I should be a savior and work myself to the bone, but now can't you see how hard I'm working and you should feel sorry for me? So you can see how this all dovetails in together. And as we work with this, we're actually going to link conception vessel 17 points into the kidney ones, roughly in the midline of the midfoot region there, and support them in relating to Mother Earth, grounding in Mother Earth, and releasing all that no longer serves to Mother Earth, and in turn drinking in maternal nourishment, her love, her energy, her guidance. Her guidance. There's the word. And then we're going to unwind the, oh, cool. The entire gallbladder meridian on either side of the body. As we do so, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but the side body works with stability. So as we unwind this gallbladder meridian, which works with decisions, forward momentum, at the same time as that, we're also working with circulation here of lymph through this area. And I see it as releasing low self-esteem that's holding you back and stepping forward in a way that will further support stability. And instead of that, it's like, it's just safer to be over here in instability. So as you move your way towards stability, It's now going into the muscles on the other either side of the roof of the mouth, the pterygoid muscles. Fancy name. They look like kind of like the wings, so to speak, of like a pterodactyl, which is where their name comes from. So these pterodactyl wings on the roof of your mouth here. In a way, much like the jaw holds a lot of energy to it, the pterygoids can do much the same. And from here, there's a pattern of holding back your words, biting back your words, out of a fear of if I express how I honestly think, feel, say, or think, feel, am, then I run the risk of not just rejection, but being outcast. So there's an element here of survival, an element of survival here. Okay, so as we go into this pterygoid area, we need to do just a little bit more with it. I'm just tuning into what that may be here. Okay, there's some stagnant adhesions. Old adhesions here. And it's around that old-time expression that children should be seen and not heard. And hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. So the pterygoid muscles are, I'll do one better. I'll hold my tongue and I'll hold the roof of my mouth. Okay. Excuse me. And for here, we're actually bringing in the planetary energy of Venus for grace, communication, and all that she nurtures, as well as Mercury, the planetary energy of messages, of communication, of left brain logic and rationality. And now the right side is looking quite lovely. It's unwinding really nicely. However, the left side is still pretty tense. And from here, there's old childhood patterns of those experiences when you might have felt neglected. And for some of you, that might have been a lot more intense or severe. And for others, that might have just been an instance or two in which that landed heavily on the nervous system. But as you release this consciousness of neglect through the left pterygoid, I actually see a releasing connective tissue all the way down the entire left jaw, back, and hip, and supporting the opening up of your feminine body. And as this feminine unwinds to now receive, as well as to express, as well as to open to standing in vulnerability without having to brace or guard or protect or clench or contract the muscles to do so. That pterygoid muscle has been tight for a long time. So we're actually going to run hydration as well as circulation of all those same healing resources that go with the sea tree into this area and through this area. Okay. And as that pterygoid loosens up, running a five element balancing on it. Fire, earth, metal, water, wood, and finding that right balance amongst all five elements, as well as running a cellular repair to restore the cells back to their fullest potential of health. And then we're unwinding a little bit of excess. It looks like very, very, very old, almost calcified phlegm through here. And as that releases, I'm feeling that one strongly, forgive me. This one's definitely for me too, that little piece of phlegm here. As that releases through here, this entire roof of the mouth now just carries the energy of I open up. And much like foot arches have that, well, arch to them, and sometimes they can feel like they're like just super on point, and other times they can feel kind of like flat, depending upon your perhaps day or week even. And we're actually doing much the same for the roof of the mouth. We're supporting having a nice arch. Now, the gift of having the arch and the right alignment of the feet, as well as the roof of the mouth, is that it actually brings up energy from the earth through the feet. And then all those meridians and their chi can move through the roof of the mouth and up into the head brain. via they actually make their way through the sphenoid bone, which connects all the other skull bones in the entire body. It's like the master bone, the god bone. It has a few different nicknames to it. Becomes external right at the temples here. So you're actually going to work with a little piece, SB is what it's called for the body talkers in the crowd, of an adhesion where the sphenoid bone is locked up, which is right around that basilar, however we want to say that word, region of the occipital bone. Forgive my Western accent, or don't, and embrace the playfulness from the very beginning of our session. And as we work with this, I actually see it now opening up, flow all the way through the lower sinuses, running hydration through all the sinuses, almost like a neti pot would clean out sinuses, but this is not just cleansing out the old, but bringing in joy, as well as releasing times of old shocks or blind sides. And just allowing all the skull bones to breathe with that breath. Every breath, an opportunity for the entire skull and mouth cavity to expand through all the joints. And then every exhale, an opportunity for that to release and relax and reset and repeat. And as that continues to flow, linking it into the very breath cycle. And much like we've talked about the body as four diaphragms, it's almost like the upper palate is now becoming its own little diaphragmatic region, pulsing, dancing, vibrating with the breath. How lightly can I play with my breath here? Invitation to do just that if it calls to you. And as that runs through the body, releasing even another layer here of neglect, of abandonment, of betrayal by caretakers in early stages of life. Yeah, I give myself permission to step forward into my power. I give myself permission to step forward into my power. Beauty. We're going to tap that part in here. Invitation to breathe however your body mind feels called to. And to balance out the work on the upper part of the body, we're actually heading down to the lower part of the body. We're heading into the low back and right around lumbar four, the vertebrae. And here we're working with a tremendous amount of anger, almost to the point of fury and rage, pissed off. So it's on the upper end of the spectrum of anger. For most of you, however, a few of you just have a little. There's just a little bit of like irritation, frustration. And wherever we are, it's actually causing on the lower end a little bit of timidity that's going with it, being timid, feeling shy. And on the upper end, it's creating almost like a shutdown, a withdrawing. It's like, well, then fuck it. This isn't working, so fuck it. Okay, and as we work with both ends of that spectrum of anger, releasing it all from not just the lumbar four vertebrae, but also the vertebral disc between lumbar four and lumbar five, and the varying different structures that run through here. Nerves, blood vessels, lymph nodes, lymphatic vessels, meridians, etc. And as that says its thing, also running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health here. When anger gets hung on to for a while, it can get destructive. And I just hear that anger say, no one's paying attention to my needs. No one's paying attention to me. And then that sort of middle of the road anger, if you want to call it, that is the word sullen. So we're going to release that too. Running lymphatic drainage and hydration through this area, along with repairing the Wei Qi, that natural energy layer that protects, that synthesizes, that communicates here. And then linking this all into house number 12, releasing, letting go, house of peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And this is also correlative to the liver meridian, as well as working with the planetary energy of Neptune and its role. I have to take a peek just to refresh my memory. And altruism. Oh, it's almost as if there is this idea of people pleasing is altruistic here. So we're going to unhook that tendency to people please, the need to people please, the desire to people please alike. And with it, allow for natural altruism and humility to shine through. And how lightly can you dance here? How lightly can this be danced through? And if you feel called to, you can even move your low back, if it's okay to do so, in a little bit of like a dancey type of fashion. Might just be a wiggle woggle, a shake shimmy. Giving it just a little bit of movement, introducing playful, dance-like movements to call this body, this back, this lumbar four vertebrae alive, along with that disc and all of its structures. Beauty. And then we're taking off a bundle of belief systems right around this lumbar spine, lumbar 3, 4, and 5. And it's a bundle of belief systems steeped in low self-esteem. And when I asked why the low self-esteem was there, it said to stay grounded. So it's carrying with it the belief, the idea, the concept that the only way to stay grounded, the only way to make money, the only way to survive is by having low self-esteem. The only way to exist, by having low self-esteem. You get the idea. So as we do this, we're actually running a series of lymphatic drainages now through the low back, as well as the pelvis and the legs. And we're linking it all once again into house number 12, house again of release, surrendering, letting go, allowing. And so that's pairing into the last acupuncture point on that liver meridian. That liver meridian naturally correlates to the house number 12. Excuse me. And it's releasing this karmic piece, that thought that you had to carry, that bit about low self-esteem, as punishment. So as we unhook this, also releasing the pattern of self-punishment that was learned through so very many structures in our patriarchal culture and society. Yeah, and instead we're inviting it into the energy now of what if I got to celebrate? What if I got to dance? What if I got to play? Okay, beauty. We're going to tap this out here, allowing the body mind to breathe or perhaps even be breathed, however that unfolds. Then we're heading into the very bones. And here we're running, I'm still tapping. It's already off and running, this next piece here. We're running hydration to support the bones and taking up, there we go, it's untapping, water, joy, and releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. And as that goes through the bones, supporting The capacity to feel life as it is. Capacity to feel life as it is versus living in fantasy or illusion or an unnecessary pain for that matter. Not that pain is a fantasy or illusion, that's not the takeaway here. And as that begins to move through here, it's actually releasing from the very core of the bones any ancestral upsets around the general mass consciousness of around the world at this time. It's as if the very ancestors were like agitated to some extent. And in part, trying to support by giving wisdom, and also in part, feeling the strain, the stress. And as we allow for that to unfold, this balancing through the very core of the bones, we're running lymphatic drainage through the very center of the bones, through this bone marrow. And with the lymph flowing now through the bones, also running a cellular repair to address an emotional buildup here of shame, as well as of self-blame. And here we're also releasing the pattern of, at an ancestral level, internalizing that shame, the shame blame game. And then running one more round of hydration through the entire skeletal system to support the very bones, the structure, in taking that water, joy, and continuing to release any impurities, in particular on an emotional frequency, that don't need to be here anymore. And once again, linking into house 12, house of releasing, letting go, surrendering, allowing. And interesting, there's a permission to in the same time in parallel of I'm worthy of receiving attention. It's almost as if more attention is being paid to worldwide events than perhaps we might be paying attention to individuals. And from here, unhooking the belief of I'm not the same as everyone else, and honoring your personal uniqueness, your personal like thumbprint, snowflake uniqueness, and its expression to come out however it does and whenever it does, and allowing for that to flow again with spontaneity, perhaps even with enthusiasm. And as we do so, unwinding a little tension around that TMJ, that jaw joint. Now, the jaw joints classically pair up with the sacroiliac joint. And when we hold tension in one, we often hold tension in the other. This time, we're actually working, though, with linking the TMJ joint to the front of the hips through the ASIS, the anterior superior iliac spine. Or, you know, in yoga, when they say, like, find your headlights, or you put your hands on that shelf with the hips. Where your fingers are in the very front body is very close to that area, that ASIS, that part of your bone structure. Okay? And as that works here, we're finding an even-keeled, level-headed foundation, even though it's not in the head, it's in the pelvis. And supporting here an unwinding around the entire base chakra. And releasing, oh, it's like I took a big breath. Releasing any bits of tension that are keeping it kind of like squishy and locked down and overly contained and restrained. So this is that kind of like too much containment. You've heard this permissions again many times, I'm sure, at this point, but it's coming up yet again. And the words are just simply, I come alive. I come alive again and again, I come alive. And as it connects to that desire to live, to breathe, to be, this base chakra, I actually see it begin to spin just a little bit more as if it is dancing. If it is embracing another level of expression. And then I just hear the base chakra go, oh yeah, this is kind of nice. I like this. Like, it's okay to be me. It's okay to be me. And we're going to tap this out. We have to do additional tapping in addition to the head, gut, and heart brain on the actual base chakra, which is found at the perineum, the space between either vagina or testes and anus, or if you're sitting cross-legged on the earth, it's the part that's in contact with the ground, the earth. Okay, so if you feel called to, you can tap that physically. I'm going to do it energetically as well. So I invite you to allow the body mind to express its breath however it feels called to, and allowing the breath to also be itself. Imagine if we can give all the body parts now, along with that base chakra of the breath, permission to be themselves just as they are and to express that. And now we're unhooking the belief that there's something wrong with you. And specifically, it's more of a question like, what's wrong with me? And that's coming off of that upper palate through that pterygoid region, as well as through the pelvis, the foundation. And as we take them both out at the same time here, excuse me, just gonna chug a bit of water. As we take that out from both areas simultaneously, running a circulation of all those basic healing resources again through the upper palate and through the pelvis. And I just, as I often do, see little blossoms coming alive, carrying with it the capacity to spring forward. Yeah, and the permissions here is I get to move forward. Not I have to, but I get to. I get to move forward. I get to move forward. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap this part in here. Slow, deep breaths. Big, deep breaths. However, the body mind feels called to breaths alike. See what feels right for you. Okay, loves. And we're just going to give that another 30 seconds, handful of breaths to continue to integrate and download. So, invitation to stay mindful with that breath, perhaps even just allowing the body to be breathed by life itself. Heading into, it's like the theme of the day, house 12. This time we're actually working with the, again, that correlate to the liver and the liver meridian. And here, working with the capacity for the liver not just to organize, but to be active. And through its, excuse me, through its activity, bringing in the planetary energy that naturally resides here as well, with Jupiter to expand. So being able to be organized in a way that allows for the support of your actions to lead to expansion. Because sometimes we can take all the actions that we want, and it doesn't seem to go anywhere because there isn't the structure laid down for the capacity for that to be organized in a way that can actually be sustainable. So as we support this, we're bringing in a little bit of sacred geometry. Now, I am by no means all that knowledgeable in sacred geometry, but we're bringing in the image, the shape, I should say, of a square, which represents, again, stability. And then we're linking that into the heart chakra, the heart chakra. And I see that as allowing the heart chakra to feel more stable in supporting the three chakras below with the three chakras above. And then we're also linking in that square through to and stability through to the ears to support even-keeled, level-headed processing of the kidneys and the kidney meridians alike. Okay, beautiful. Invitation to breathe however you feel called to. And then just running the permissions on rinse and repeat for the next 6 days. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. And just giving that two, three breaths to let that piece integrate here. Then there is, interestingly enough, a active memory, actually it's a series of active memories around attention. And am I being paid attention to? Am I getting enough? Am I being received? And there's actually memories going all the way back into the womb space from before your mom and dad even knew you were there. Pardon me. And feeling ignored, feeling like there wasn't enough attention to your existence here. It's like, hi, I'm here. Oh, nobody even knows I'm here. Type of thing. And as we do that, unhooking that very belief system, excuse me again, my gosh, and unhooking that belief system of no one even notices if I'm here. No one even knows if I'm here. There we go. No one even knows if I'm here. And for some of you, that kind of led to a little bit of feeling ignored. For others, it may have been like, I can be stealthy, I can fly underneath the radar. So that would be the gift, so to speak, that's within that. And for most of us, we have the dance of both, somewhat present, perhaps consciously. As we work with this dance of attention, it's going all the way up to now the ears, to give the ears attention, to literally hear the ears themselves. And imagine if we can tell the very ear, I hear you now. Not the ears having to do that job, but actually getting to be received in that same fashion that they do all day long for every other part of your body mind. And imagine if they get to experience it on the other end, so that way they get to R&R. As well as even see other ways that they could even do their job even better, so to speak, giving them the capacity to learn, to grow, and to be nourished as they learn and grow. About their own very nature. And for whatever reason, that's linking right into the soul. The right atrium is in body talk, where we think that the essence of the soul is stored. Beautiful. And if you're open to it, giving that one more round of breath, right into that heart on that upper right side. And as the soul receives that breath, it's literally soaking in the breath of life. And I see that morphing into the tree of life, which is kind of what the lung structure reminds me of. And as we connect the breath of life, this tree of life energy into the essence of the soul, the essence of you, honoring your existence, your essence, your foundational nature, your foundational signature, your foundational imprints that you bring into this world, your uniqueness of you. And as we seep that in honor, listening to all that it has to say, and hearing it, and receiving it, invitation to again breathe. I've already started the tailbone, but feel free to take a couple rounds of breath here, mindfully, if that calls to you. One more breath. With that, I hear the very breath itself release the belief system, I am restrained. I'm going to do one more tap out here for that to support integration. And with that, the very breath of life releases any restraints, constraints, and capacity for the soul to move forward on its path, on its journey. With that, feel free to take even just two or three more breaths and allow that peace to really fluidly land. And as you settle into this breath pattern, this new capacity to bring in new life in this way, I have a little song to play you. I'm just bringing it on up. Thank you so much for being here, for being you, for calling this work in. And thank you for all that you are, effortlessly, without having to do anything. Thank you for the very core nature of you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Someday.
I know I've played that one before, but it just felt like the right vibe for our session today. Right back at you all. You're most welcome, and thank you for your expressions of all that you posted here. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the love, you guys. If there's any support that anybody needs after, please feel free to hang out with me one-on-one. And in the interim, a reminder of cortices and diaphragm to intestines that you can use to support yourself at any time as you integrate this work. Along with that internal resource that you found earlier, you can rely on that at any time, that little exercise. Okay? All right, my loves. Bye for now.